It's supposed to be Joe Von Vedd's back in Liverpool after Liverpool have lost 3-2 to Man United. I'm joined by Keo. We've got Johnny Mill, but apologies for it being a little bit late. Basically, before we got kicked in, and then me let us go, and then the bus on the way home was
lively.
Well, it sounded like the paradox, so we couldn't really do it then. So now we're back in Liverpool, so apologies for doing it late. But Johnny, I leave feeling a bit disappointed, not mega disappointed, because at the end of the day, the game didn't mean a huge amount, but in terms of how it went, when we got back to 2-2, I thought there was only one winner, and I thought it was Liverpool, and the fact that they hit us with that sucker punch let me feel a bit flat.
Yeah, I first half, I'll be really honest with you, I was really worried. I thought, like, we could be on the end of a thumping here. And one of the things I pride our football club on is that even when they've been good and we've been shit, they've never handed out a humiliation to us in the way we have to them. We beat them 7-5, and they've never come close to doing that to us in all the time when they were dominant. And so I was worried that after two goals scored so early on, and one of them, controversial by the way, but nonetheless, they got two on the board early on. I was sensing and worrying about a capitulation from Liverpool and thought we could be on the end of a hiding here. And the fact we came back in the second half and we managed to get two goals back, with one absolute class, one with a degree of fortune, but nonetheless got ourselves back and we were in the ascendancy. And our end was rampant. The rest of their ground was quiet as fuck. They sensed that it was only going to be what one team that were likely to win this game. And then, almost against the run of play, if you can be here, they get in, and Maynou places it really, really well, to be fair to him. And they managed to get back into a game